We continue our readings in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and at the beginning of the third chapter. The apostle has been speaking about God's wonderful work of reconciliation in the blood of Christ, whereby both Jew and Gentile are made one and made into one new man. And Paul speaks of how this new man is constituted a building of God, in whom also ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And he goes on, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby when ye read ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, this mystery which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I, who am the prisoner of the Lord for you Gentiles, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.